Hello and welcome to another live episode of the Butterfly Evolution Show. We want to thank you all for tuning in with us tonight. We have a very exciting night scheduled for you all. We're going to go live with one of entertainment's finest, Mr. AJ Alexander, and we're going to let him come on in just a second. Before that, we want to just remind you of our housekeeping tips. Before we get going, I'm just going to remind you of the trash can concept. Remember to move your trash cans. I'll say that again at the end of the show, but remember, remove your trash cans, and for those of you who are first-time listeners, I will explain at the end of the show. If you're listening by way of chat, and we are expecting a lot of first-timers tonight, so I see you out there on the chat. Remember, you can chat with us, comment questions, you can submit them right there, and let us know, and we'll get those in to AJ. And if you're listening on the line, on the phone with us, you must select the number one, so that we know you have a question or a comment. We also have Moses Smalley that's going to be in with us tonight as well, and he is going to talk about his business, which will maybe help you all be able to promote yourself better when you do get into that entertainment world. So I'm going to pull him in here in just a second. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and I'm going to turn it over to Brandon. I have my son here with me tonight, and he has a very personal relationship with AJ. I can say from a mother's perspective, you can't go wrong with AJ. I would have literally said, okay, take him. He's yours. Here's a few dollars to help you take care of him. It's just how comfortable I felt with him. And for those of you who know me personally, that says a lot, because there's not too many people that I'll give Brandon over to. So that being said, I'm going to turn it over to Brandon, if you'll introduce AJ, and then AJ will tell some more. And I'm going to get most.
Hey, all the listeners out there, this is Brandon. Just to bring in, before I bring in this incredible guy, just to give a little background story, I heard about AJ through a young lady by the name of Angela Dennis, and she was in a local, you know, R&B group and enjoyed singing and songwriting, and she said she liked my songs and stuff like that and my writing. She said, you should really meet this guy named AJ Alexander. And so, you know, everybody says, yeah, you should meet so-and-so, they should meet so-and-so, but it never really materializes. But I was like, well, who's AJ Alexander? His name sounds familiar, but I'm not sure who he is. She said, oh, he's like a manager, promoter. He develops talent. I think he'd be interested in you. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. She said, oh, yeah, he discovered Usher. And I was like, really? And Usher at the time, you know, was definitely and still is one of my favorite R&B artists of all time. And, you know, I'd always practice the songs and from the runs, which AJ told me to stop doing those runs, to just even the songwriting and the choice of song. So I was like, I got to meet this guy. So I was like, if you can hook that up, I will make that drive. I'll skip class and I'll meet AJ. So she talks to AJ and AJ gives me a shout. We make the connection, and I said, hey, I can be down there whenever. He said, well, can you be down here tomorrow? And I was like, yeah, I mean, I got class, but I can be there. If you want me there, I can be there. So the next day, I get in my car. It was an old 1990 hoopty Honda. I was kind of discouraged at the time because the kids around the neighborhood had broke into my car and took out my radio. And so I made that trip, that long, silent trip down to Atlanta, Georgia from Knoxville, Tennessee. And AJ told me to be there at 9 o'clock. I guess that was the time when he usually went into his office. So I get there at 9, well, about 8:45, and then I'm waiting, you know, palms a little bit sweaty, kind of nervous. And all of a sudden, he pulls up, and he gets out, and I say, hey, are you Mr. Alexander? And he said, yeah. I said, well, I'm Brandon. We have a meeting at 9 o'clock. And he looked at me like, we got a meeting. And I was like, yes, I have a meeting. I actually, looking back, I kind of feel like he was just, you know, kind of testing me to see if I was, you know, how I was going to react to it. But in retrospect, you know, he invited me in and treated me like family, had me sit on the couch. He made a couple calls, asked, asked me who I was. We played my music. He gave me his honest opinion, which is always great. And he gave me pointers. He told me, you know, what I should do, what I shouldn't do. He said he liked the texture in my voice. I remember that because I was like, man, I thought he was going to send me out the door, you know, hearing the likes of the artist that he had just told me he had worked with, which you guys will learn here in a second. But all in all, you know, AJ is a really, really cool dude. He's not just a he's not uppity. He's really down to earth. He'll tell you exactly how it is. He won't cut you short and he won't shoot you long. AJ will tell you just like it is. So let's learn from this guy who's seen the music business, you know, from a first person point of view. You know, he's been there. He's done it. He's not speculating about it. He's not getting all his information from World Star Hip Hop. He's out there grinding, developing new talent. He's discovered some of the best talent. So he's written some of the best R&B songs that I think may have ever been written. So let's without further ado, let's go ahead and introduce AJ Alexander. AJ, are you there?
Hey, yeah, I'm here, man. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. How was that intro? Was it okay?
Yeah, hey man, I was about to call and say, like, I want to talk to that dude. Who you talking about?
Yeah, so go ahead. We want to know, you know, who is AJ Alexander? Because a lot of people have heard the name, but they don't know the story. So if you want to start all the way back, you know, from when you were a child going around performing, or all the way up to the point of where you are now, let's just give us a whole perspective of who AJ Alexander is.
I can't go back that far. I might have warrants, you know what I mean? No, actually, okay, actually, I grew up south side of Chicago, and all my uncles and stuff were guitar players and everything else, so I was in a group, recording group when I was 9. Started out playing drums. From drums, I went to bass guitar and, you know, wrote some songs and stuff like that and had a family band and do a family tragedy. One of my cousins in the group we had got murdered, and the other one OD'd, and this was in the 60s. So, and then the group broke up, and then, you know, my mom moved me to Fort Wayne, Indiana, where I hooked up with some more of my cousins who was musicians, and we started a band. And so I always been into music, so music and sports. You know, I was football and track, boxing, and I was a black belt by the time I was 14. I never drank or smoked. I was a Bruce Lee fanatic. And I was like that black sheep outside of my whole family. Everybody else would smoke cigarettes and everything else. But, you know, I really stuck with the music and the sports. And through Weird Convection, got a scholarship, got kicked out of college for fighting. That didn't work. Then I transferred to Jackson State with too many beautiful black women. That didn't work. So then I joined the Navy. When I finished my education in the Navy, and even though when I was in the Navy, I still played sports, and I always put bands together with my other shipmates. And one of my great friends, who also was in the Navy with me, we had a band. He became one of the biggest producers in the industry, Mike Buchholz, who also,
wow.
Mike Buchholz, myself, and MC Hammer was all in the same band. So, yeah, but Hammer was the other front man in our band. He did the rapping, I did the singing, and I was playing bass and drums in the group and guitar. Buchholz was playing keys and guitar. So from there, then playing football at the same time. So I just get into music. Then I went to Miami. When I got out of the Navy, I went to Miami. I did 1 year of law school, University of Miami. That didn't work, so I dropped out of law school, and I started my own security firm. And I started doing security for artists, but I still kept, you know, going with my bands. I ended up with my other cousins that was in Florida. We started another band, which is called Star Time. Big shout out to my cousin Charles T. and Rock, you know, Ronnie Ford down in Delray Beach, Florida. We was like the Florida Midnight Star, but we was jamming and the whole thing. So end up working with New Edition, and I was doing security and everything with my security skills and by way of Convection. Then I ended up working with Bobby Brown, and I ended up being Bobby Brown's bodyguard for 12 years.
Wow.
And doing that, I still stayed on my music. And one of my best friends, man, he's like my brother. He was Bobby's bass player. We used to sit on the bus writing songs, and he was a bass player, Derek D.O.A. Allen, who's a,
yeah.
Man, doesn't produce Janet, doesn't produce everybody. And, you know, I was writing stuff with him on the bus, and people only saw me as a bodyguard. They never saw me as a musician. But during that time when we came off one of our tours, and then I picked up these two bands here in Atlanta. One band was called Detour. Another band was called The 17th Floor out of Chicago. So I was repping these two bands, and I was doing R&B Live. And one band I took on tour to be TLC's first band. And then being TLC's first band, I remember the day when L.A. Reid and Pebbles came into the rehearsal, and they saw me behind the keyboards, and they were like, what the hell? I thought he was a bino, he could play, whatever. So anyway, make a long story short, we went on tour with TLC, and it was TLC, MC Hammer, Boyz II Men, and Jodeci. And the funny thing about it was, when we were out on the road, by my military training, we were in Palm Springs in the mall, you know, with TLC, and MC Hammer came through with his crowd of people. And when Hammer's people came through, you know, I went to go and speak, and his bodyguard stepped, and Hammer looked at him and like, yo, y'all don't want to do that, man. That's my boy. You do not want to grab, run up on him like that. Due to my, you know, special warfare training. And but make a long story short, then people were like, yo, man, Hammer used to be in my band, your band. Like, yeah, yeah. And then other people would tell, I ain't know AJ could play. But, you know, God bless the dead, Left Eye and all of them. We were so cool, T-Boz and everybody. So yeah, I was on that tour. So when I things happened on that tour, and I got pissed on the tour with management at the time of TLC, and I came off the road, and I said, look, I'm going to find somebody to produce. So I was listening to the radio, and I heard he was holding auditions at this hotel, so I just went over to the hotel just to see if I could see something, and I saw a bunch of groups, like 15 acts. I didn't see nothing I saw, I liked. And I was ready to walk out. And they said, all right, the last act we got is such and such and such. And I was like, huh? Okay, let me check out this group. And I thought it was going to be a group. And it was one kid. And he came out singing End of the Road by himself. And I was looking for the other guys. And this kid held that whole song by himself. And wow, all four parts. And I walked up to his mom, like, hey, I can get your son a record deal. And she's like, really? And I'm like, yeah, trust me. She's like, I said, never mind, don't trust me, watch me. And from there, the rest is history. And that kid was Usher. So
wow. And when was that? How long ago was that?
Oh, that was 1992.
Wow, so he was what, and maybe eight?
No, he was 13.
13? Okay.
He was 13. And so I started my R&B Lives. We used to do Diamonds and Pearls. The same thing I do here in Atlanta now.
Yeah.
R&B Live and Diamonds and Pearls. You performed in one. I got the video footage. I'm a black guy. You with?
That's right. That's right. That was fun. And speaking of that, you know, I often tell some of my friends, and half of them believe me, the other half don't, of the unconventional training methods that you use. I remember, you know, one of the lighter ones, and it sounds light, but trust me, y'all, this is not easy to sing one song over and over and over again while you're holding a broom in your hand, lifting it up and down. It was curls, right, AJ?
Yep.
Doing curls with a broom while you're singing. And it seems easy, and you can hold that note at first, but after about the 50th curl, your tone starts going flat, and you start getting tired. Even your arms, something light, if you do it enough, it becomes heavy. So AJ was just teaching me the game, saying, see, that's what's going to happen to you on stage if you ain't prepared. You know, you always told me it was from your diaphragm. And another one I remember, I let AJ kind of in on the fact that I was training for some fights. I used to do the mixed martial arts fighting. And AJ had me running around Atlanta, around, what was it, 18-wheeler trucks that were out there in the parking
yeah.
lot? Had me
yeah.
running all the way up and down the street, down to the Shell station and back. Singing the same song. He'll make me sing it one octave lower, then one octave higher. And I never understood. And then finally, after about three different trips to Atlanta, he said, I make you sing them low, and I make you sing them high, so that when you sing them in the middle on the note that it's supposed to be sung, you won't have any difficulty with the range.
Hey, don't be giving my secrets, homie.
Okay, I'm gonna stop. But you know, just kind of elaborate on how you train people and how you develop, you know, this new talent.
Well,
Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, I train my singers like fighters because it's a training, and what happens is basically the training that I give my singers, you know, is the training that I developed over the years in the military. And a lot of people come up with all these artist development camps, but I'm the originator. Anybody can tell somebody to run and sing, but if you don't know what you're training, you're just running an empty case. So you got to know what and why you're doing it. And what I have people do is things that I've done myself that I know that works. I'm like, yo, this works. And so that's where I got on it. I'm like, yo, okay, I can feel this. This is happening. So, you know, with that said, the things I had you doing, you know, it's things that I've done myself that enhanced my vocals. And I'm like, whoa, man, this has got me. I can do this now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like I'm saying with you, I had people who feel sorry for you, but I'm like, nah, he can do it. He can do it. And matter of fact, I even told you, if you fight, you better be singing in there while you fighting.
Right. I did that a couple times, too. You know, they looked at me like I was crazy.
Yeah. And now you better get back on the stage and stop jiving, man.
In due time, my mother wants to say something to you.
AJ, this is Tammy, and what I'd like for you to do is tell what type of people you work with. I know you do work with models and singers and so forth, and then Moses is in with us, and I want him to kind of come in and tell how I know with what I do, I'm going to be working with this young man as well to help promote what I do as far as going live and things like that. So tell us what you do. If someone's out there listening, are you looking for new talent? Are you always looking for new talent? If so, what kind? And then anything that any particularly from a parent's perspective. Kind of the do's and the don'ts, particularly with models. I'm just always afraid of young girls just going on any kind of call and things like that. So tell us who you work with, what type of artists you work with, and are you looking for new talent, and anything that you think will be helpful for parents or young men and women that are listening, kind of the don'ts, the do's and the don'ts.
Yeah, I actually work with a lot of models and singers. I own one of the largest modeling agencies in the country, and it's in Miami. It's called ATA Models, and you can Google it. I have a lot of females that are on television and film that I put in. And sometimes a girl might be pretty and want to model, and I ask her, can you sing? And she's like, well, a little bit every now and then. And then I'll take that initiative and put her in a boot camp next, you know, and put her on stage with a band. But I look for anybody that want to do it. What I tell parents is invest in your kids. Like Usher's mom, she packed up, left her job in Chattanooga, and brought Usher down here because she believed in her son. Now she's a millionaire. You know what I mean? So that's what you have to do with the parents. And if you have a daughter that's young, like I shoot a lot of models, bikini, lingerie, all the other stuff. But if girls of a young age, I tell moms, always try to have them represented by females and always know when they're shooting and understand what they're shooting. And that's so important because as a professional photographer, I shoot a lot of things, you know, a lot of different from everything from lingerie, swimsuit, the whole nine or whatever specialty people hire me because I put a lot of passion into my work. But then as a music producer and an artist developer, I work with it all. And so if I look for a special talent, like I have a lot of people that's on television that never thought they would be on television. And then my reputation, you know, it speaks for itself, but I'm not one of those flossy people. I'm like, I let my talent, you know, the people who have the talent, bling for me. So if the parents want their kids to be that next little kid on television, invest in them. You know, it's like sometimes, you know, like your kid can't do it because they're always looking for cute kids and they're always looking for beautiful girls. They're looking for the next wave of beautiful models to come through the industry because once models get a certain age, they look for the younger ones. It's just that if you look at the big agencies, Ford, Wilhelmina, they recruit these young white girls they look straight in the Midwest to get these tall, skinny white girls, 14, 15 years old, and bring them out to New York to put them directly into the big time. So talent is talent, from modeling to singing, the whole nine. And parents, educate yourself. Like, you got to invest in your child. You have to. And people want, I have people that, well, I got a friend that's going to shoot me for free. I'm like, well, hey, okay. That's what you're going to get, some free. You know what I mean? And you're not going to, there's a specialty to it. And when I tell people, you go to my website, look at my work. People like, wow, I have girls that come from Paris, the UK, Germany, you know, to shoot with me. And they're on my site where people look at, hey, I've seen this girl over here. And I have international billboards. So what you want to do is invest and learn the industry. And some people, like, if your son wants to be a singer, he got to make that choice. Okay, either I'm going to get this Xbox 3 or I'm going to get for my singing lessons or my artist development. He has to make that choice. And parents, you got to help them make that choice. And everybody wants their kids to be a star. Everybody wants to make millions. So you have to know how to do it, and you got to monitor yourself. You have to monitor, you know, I live in a combat zone, and people, even my own sons, they laugh at me like, yo, my dad, cuckoo. He's like, man, you still think you're in the military. You living in this little spot, you know. But it's the mentality, and it's Brandon Noe. You never see me with a suit and tie on. But when you see my shows, like when Brandon used to come out on the shows, I had right. all them girls in the shows. Only girl left standing is Cheryl out of 17 girls. Brandon, you was there because, you know what?
Yeah.
Cheryl really wanted to do it. Her parents was behind her, and it was her dream.
And Cheryl actually moved from South Carolina, am I correct? Didn't she move from where she was to Atlanta?
Yeah.
Yeah. Speak on Cheryl a little bit, because I know she's out there working hard. She's working with, you know, some of the greats and some of the people that she looked up to and grew up hearing on the radio, and now she's working behind him and opening for him. Speak a little bit on Cheryl.
Okay, Cheryl Boyd is my new act. And my new act, I've been working with her going on 5 years right now. And I really put her through the ringer. You was there from the beginning, Brandon, you remember?
Yeah.
And Cheryl, she's that next one. She's my next Usher.
Wow. And I'll say something about Cheryl. She has the dedication that's almost unmatched to a lot of people that I've seen who call themselves artists or call themselves wanting to be entertainers. I remember, and AJ, you're very welcoming and hospitable. I remember I would drive all the way from Knoxville, and, you know, I'd be there looking for a hotel, and you'd be like, what? No, you stay at my house. And I'd come there, and there'd be, you know, there'll be a guy on the keys, and what was his name? I'm sorry. Stayed there for, what was his name?
Oh, no, Joe Darrell.
Joe Darrell. He was there staying with AJ. Cheryl was there for a minute staying there with AJ. So he's very welcoming. He's really going to put his time into you. But with Cheryl, I remember, you know, we would wake up, and she's already been up putting on clothes. And I'm like, well, Cheryl, where are you going? She was going to the gym across the street. It was like a little a neighborhood workout facility. And Cheryl would go there every day because AJ told her to, that she was going to get right, to get her voice right. And Cheryl's still on there, and now she's a living success. And I believe, like you said, AJ, that's your next hit. You know, the timeline and the success shows. So I think my mother has a question for you, AJ.
Sure.
Well, what I want to do now, since AJ has talked about the investing part, I really support that in more ways than one. So often we try to push kids into what we want them to do or what we think they should do, and we miss out on a lot of talent, a lot of passion and purpose. And the happiest people are the people that are doing what they love to do, the thing that they would do for free if they could. This reminds me of, and I believe he is the CEO or something in Michigan. He's an engineer. He designs the cars, and I believe it's for Chevrolet, I believe, and I did this on the Black History Month and Timeline. Well, he had an aunt that saw something in him at the age of 7. She saw that how he liked to draw cars, and so she sent in at the age of 7, I believe it was, she started sending his work out at that age to car dealerships. And they actually wrote back and said, you need to get him in some type of class that he can start with this now. And now this man makes, you know, not that it's all about the money, but he is, not only is he making six figures, but he is doing it, making six figures, doing what he loves to do. So I feel that, children, for the most part, they show you what, they show you their gift and their talent at an early age or somewhere along there. And when we see that, we should help them embrace that, help them to grow in that area. So I like what you said there, AJ. I am going to, we have Moses Smiley on with us. And Moses, if you'll come on and kind of tell us, I know you're from the Michigan area and we're going to be doing some work with you as well, but if you would tell us as much as you can, you've explained this to me a couple of times and I get a little bit more every time you explain it. I'm not quite there because probably of my age. So the younger people will probably know more about this, and certainly AJ will because of what he does. But will you come on, tell us who you are, where you're from, how you started, what you're doing, and how you can help those who are trying to promote themselves in a better way?
Absolutely. I just want to say thank you, Brother AJ and Brother Brandon, for giving me a chance to talk on the radio and just to have a discussion with you guys. I appreciate that so much.
Well, no problem.
No problem. Glad to have you here.
My name is Moses Smalley. I represent Squeaky Mobile Network here in Detroit, Michigan. I've been out here in Detroit for about 1 year now. I'm from born and raised from California. God has given me a vision since I was 6 years old, just like what you guys were saying, of a purpose and destiny in life. It just so happened to be in video production. So for the last 10 years or 15 years of my life, I've been dedicated to get into my purpose, what God is telling me to do as far as having a small business or just an entrepreneur spirit as well. For all the listeners out there, it's very, very important to go after your goals, to go after your dreams, because only you and God knows what's best for you. I had the same parents, Brother AJ and Brandon, you know, telling me I need to do this and I need to do that. But they was looking at my skills and my talents right in front of me, but they wanted me to live out a dream that they never fulfilled before. So I understand what the young people is going through because I was there, young people. I understand that. But what I did about it was turn the channel, even though they was my parents. I love them, but I had to turn the channel on them so I could focus on what I had to do in life. And now I'm here in Detroit. I have Squeaky Mobile Network is the number one gospel entertainment of mobile distribution and setting up online TV channels and online radio channels and having distribution for independent artists such as your guys, yourself, and having your own mobile distribution because that's where everything is going to now as far as iPads, iPods, smartphones, and all these Android phones and iPhones is going to mobile distribution. That is the new term now because it will not be no more CDs in the next 3 to 4 years or DVDs. Those will be obsolete. So the Lord has given me a vision to work with one of the best entertainment people or company and digital mobile platforms here in the country and put everything in one box and make it affordable for young people or anybody to promote themselves on a level like never before, especially in the digital age, because the marketing has changed as well because technology has changed. So some of us is going to be left behind or we're going to get in tune and listen for a minute and really implement what I'm saying to you about internet TV and internet radio as a whole. I am a mobile developer for mobile apps that's submitted into the Android phone and the iPhone market. I'm also a developer for Roku, Google TV, Samsung TV, Neo TV, PlayStation, and Xboxes. The reason why, listeners, that I'm saying this to you, because those are the new mobile distribution outlet. It's like cable. It's like Comcast or Time Warner that's in your local area, but now the game has changed. It's going to, everything is going to digital mobile network. That's why you see Roku popping up. You see Samsung TV popping up, because you actually could have your own channel on those networks. And it's crushing the competition, of cable, because now the cable companies are making a transition and getting their network on these boxes. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, you could go to Walmart right now and pay $50 for a Roku box and watch everything and anything you want for free. No monthly fee at all. Just go and pay $50 for the box. Long as you have internet connection or Wi-Fi in your business or in your home, you'll be able to connect this box up to your TV, your internet cord or Wi-Fi to the box. Blam, there you go. Now you can eliminate thousands and thousands of dollars of watching cable that you don't even watch, and you can have your own channel on there. That is what Squeaky Mobile Network is about for 2013.
Wow, that's a lot to take in. I know there's a lot of artists out there listening in, like, dang, how did I miss this? So to ask you, as a young artist and other artists out there, what would you give them if they came to you saying, hey, what do I need to do to step my game up into this digital age? How do I go from saying that I'm copying and distributing actual CDs of mixtapes or DVDs of a documentary or whatever into this digital age? How would you approach that? What does the young up and coming artist do to get out there digitally? What would be the game plan?
That's an excellent question. The first thing you have to do is still continue promoting yourself with the CD and DVDs until that phase out period. The next phase you have to do is get an electronic press kit. All that information is put on a DVD. And then what we would do at Squeaky Mobile Network, since we already have mobile distribution already on our site, we're already affiliated with one of the faith-based distributor in the world. So you wouldn't have to go nowhere else. You don't have to go on iTunes or CD Baby. Why you have to go on there? And we are the number one faith-based entertainment, gospel entertainment in the country. So we are a one-stop shop. All we need from you is your full electronic press kit. If you have a single or a full album, we would definitely take that and put it into our mobile platform. When you go to squeaky.com, click on music, you will have electronic press kit distribution, mobile distribution for you and for all independent artists. So somebody like myself could go to squeaky.com, click on music, and buy the individual songs instead of buying the whole album. Because sometimes people don't like buying the whole album, because sometimes the whole album might suck to them. But you're giving them a choice now, and let them choose whatever song they want to choose, and then we put a price on it, like 99 cents. So for all you independent artists, we have a special program called the Out of the Box Program. For 9 months, you will be on our online distribution platform for 9 months. We will advertise you. We will market you. And if your sales jump off the roof, we will take you to that next step into the Walmart stores, the Target stores, and all the platforms that I had mentioned earlier.
Wow. So how does someone get in touch with you? I heard you say squeaky.com. Is there any other way or research that they could do to get in touch with you?
Absolutely. There's a number, 909-480-9776, 909-480-9776, my cell number. Or you can find me on Facebook. Just do a search for Moses Smalley, S-M-A-L-L-E-Y, or Squeaky Mobile Network, S-Q-W-E-E-K-E-Y, Mobile Network.
Great. Now this is an interesting dynamic that we have here on the show. We have AJ that I think represents, so much of the music industry, and he knows this industry that's been built up for so many years. And
right.
We also have you with predictions of how the industry is going, and me
right.
as a young artist, existing within that world, AJ, what do you think about where music is going as far as the digital age, and how do you think, knowing the industry from experience, how do you think new artists and the record industry in general should adapt to that digital age?
Hey, you got to go with what you believe, and the digital age is a digital age, but real music is real music. My thing is, because, you know, my son's a producer. My son, AJ, he produced Justin Bieber, Usher, T.I., Carrie Hilson, everything. I tell him, look, when you go into this industry, this is how I produce Cheryl and Cheryl's music. If we lost power and couldn't use digital, got to go back to old school, a pair of drums, an acoustic guitar, a bass guitar, and trumpets. You know what I mean? So they can make it digital, but I'm a true musician and true music. So,
well, I guess in this aspect of maybe not even production, but more of promotion and getting your music out.
Oh, I mean, I'm all for it. How many? I think I got like 5 Facebook pages. So
yeah, you do.
On that aspect, yeah. And I don't mean to sound racist because it's not racist, but it's the truth as far as I'm concerned. If the white man give me something free, I'm going to use it. And every means necessary that I can to do what I have to do. So therefore, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. So you keep up with the digital age. You know what I mean? So you got iTunes or other different sites that you put your music on. I mean, you have to. The music has changed. But what artists got to understand, you're going to make your money on that stage before you get one dime from a record sale. Now, that's the thing what young kids got to know. Everybody want to throw some on iTunes. Take you for a minute to get your money from iTunes market, but you're going to make your money off concert tours.
That's right.
You know, so off concert tours. So that's why where you see Cheryl opening up, somebody made a comment to me the other day, like, yo, man, you know, why you got Cheryl open up all these old school acts, man? And if she's only 24, why you got over? I said, stop a minute. Name me one young school act right now that's out on tour making some money.
Right.
You got people right now, Johnny Gill, when he performs, he gets paid $65,000 a show. He averages 10 shows a month. And he's been doing that for the last 8 years since I've been rolling with him. So you figure the math, and you got to go back to basics with it. And Johnny's like most people now is they'll put an album out, but they make more money on their tours. But, yeah, it's on iTunes. It's here. But, you know, you can sell a lot of digital. I know, Brandon, you made money off your stuff. You know what I mean? You bought your car. You put some rims on it. You know, I paid attention. You know what I mean? But when it comes down to it, look where the money is. And I had that argument with my son. And this past Valentine's Day, it was Keith Sweat, Johnny Gill, and El DeBarge, and Pops LeVert here in Atlanta. I took pictures on purpose. There was young girls in the audience, 19, 20, and up. And I showed my son. See what I'm trying to tell y'all? See what the music is? You got to take the music back to what girls buy music these days, not guys.
Right.
That's true.
Girls buy music. So with the digital age, if it's something hot and girls really want it, they will go buy that CD. Or like you said before, sir, they will download just that single, which is cool. You know, take an artist, Jason Jarillo, I think that's his name.
Yeah.
That kid, I'm not impressed with that kid at all. I said it, but I admire that kid. He sold 17 million singles.
Wow.
At a dollar a single.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Killing
us.
So he ain't came back with a hit yet, but that one hit he had out, 17 million singles worldwide, that's $17 million.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it works hand in hand, but you have to, if you got a kid, you get somebody on stage, and it's like if you take someone like Dondria. Dondria had that song that, you remember who Dondria was? She had that song, "You're the One for Me, You're the One."
Yeah.
I wish I would have had that song on my artist, Cheryl. But
she would kill it.
Hey, but it was a hit song. Young and old people like that song. I like the song. I had it lined up in my artist development program. But when that girl went live, they was calling fire trucks. Can we get a fire truck at the club? Why, what happened? She's in here going up in flames on stage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And where
and that
is
happens
she now?
To a lot of artists, you know, they get so much hype behind them, and they're almost consumed by the hype because they, you know, they get on stage, they get on a 106 and Park stage, they get on MTV stage, they get, or they just open up for a tour, and they kill themselves on the tour because they don't know how to perform. They don't even have the breath to do five songs straight. So,
well, it goes back to the first thing people want to do, go in the studio and throw something on iTunes.
Right.
Or they got something on CD Baby, but then, you know, you hear it, but then when they go live, man, people are like, yo, man, he whack live. You know what I mean?
Right.
But that's where your money is. So, and now with, you know, with the Android phones and the iPhones, you know, people can check you out and see you, check your performances. The first thing they do, they YouTube you and see if you're whack or not. And a lot of people don't see that. So, technology can help you 100%, but it can hurt you 200%.
Because once they see you as a bad artist or someone who can't sing or somebody who doesn't know how to perform on stage, that's it.
Exactly.
So AJ, this is Tammy. Are you saying basically, as an artist, they need to make sure that their game is perfected? As we were talking earlier about going through the training, making sure your voice is up to par, being dedicated, blah blah blah, before and creating that audience live first, creating you a base first before you go into the area of, or do you do it at the same time? So are you saying you kind of get yourself together and then promote it that way? That's just another way, another method of promoting it.
Yes, you have to get yourself together. You got to be a complete artist. You got to get artist development. There is no shortcuts.
Okay.
No.
Right.
Auto-tune was a shortcut, but people were going up in flames. There's no shortcuts. So when you put it together, you have to. And those parents that want your kid to be successful, invest in your kid. And what I tell people is when I do my artist development, I charge people, number one, I don't work for free. Number two, it's like, hey, if I'm going to train you, you're going to walk away with my knowledge. And parents, learn how to manage. Learn how to manage so you know what's going on. And that's basically it. You got to start from ground zero. There's no shortcuts, and there's no paper. You know, I say this, people on American Idol are paper champions. They win American Idol, and 8 weeks they're in American Idol. Where are they now? Very few has sustained. But you take, like, the Ushers, the Monica, because, you know, I have Monica, Usher, Monica. You take these people, those are not paper champions. Beyonce, it took Beyonce 17 years to get to the status that she is. She didn't win
That's
it on
right.
her. You know what I mean? The thing is, Fantasia came out of American Idol, but she's a beast on stage. But she built her name, her performances, built her fan base. They kept going. But where's Ruben Studdard? He won. Clay Aiken. Who won American Idol last year? Or the guy with the guitar for Georgia. But, you know what I mean? He's talented. You know what I mean? He is.
Right.
But us as urban people, you got to think about it is you got to go out there. You got to take it back old school. And you, parents, you got to build your kids. Auto-tune make you think that you can take your kids in there, but build them the right way.
We appreciate the way you keep it straight, AJ. You know, I told them before, but you know, even to this day, having been through some of the training with you and been a friend of yours, I still to this day hear certain things that you said, and they just recently hit me. So there's things, you know, that only experience can teach you. You know, and even me, I mean, I'm knuckleheaded sometimes, so I hear things and I'm like, oh, well, I think I know how to do it, you know, but truth be told, experience stands the test of time.
No,
okay,
so
you
mean,
guys, we have questions coming in, and I think it's directed towards both of you. I'll start at the one that I think both of you will be able to help with, and then before we end, I want to make sure that everybody has your information and so that they can contact you. Some people are asking for that again, so we want to make sure that everybody has that. This is a question. My sister has a complete stage show, can really sing, has CDs on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, etc. She has a huge, I guess, audience following on the West Coast. How does she translate that internationally?
How she translated internationally, she has to videotape her shows so the international world can see her. If you go, it's like if you go to Google and you Google Cheryl Boyd, you got videos, people check videos worldwide. So if she has a stage show, I and Brandon, or I videotape everything. If you got a messed up show, it's going up on the web. And so it's that's how she gets her international exposure, because if someone's in Paris and you got a show right now, you film that show and you put it up on Facebook, you put it up on YouTube, and they'll look at it. That's how they, it's like them being there. That's how she get her international appeal.
Okay, Moses?
I definitely agree with what Brother AJ said. I'm going to take it just a little bit step further as far as doing some live video streaming like I do. I could come to her and film whatever concert she got on and stream that live on all mobile devices, all PCs, even her website, and then she has to turn around and use that to her benefit and promote herself to all her fans, all her clients, or even sponsors. Because now she could turn around and get sponsorship and let them know, hey, I'm going to be streaming live on this time, on this day, on all these platforms. And now she could turn around and take that into building her brand name for herself and also learning the game for herself. So that's why Brother AJ was saying it's very important for your parents. Parents, get involved with your kids. Why would you want somebody else to get involved and they don't know your kid like you do? Get involved with your kids' lives and their purpose in their music career and brand them. Brand your guys yourself and build a network, because right now in 2013, it's about having your own platform and your own network.
Wow, great advice, guys, great advice. AJ, I don't think we asked is there a way to contact you for people out there that say want to join the program or at least want to be heard by you? Is there anything you want to give to them?
Yeah, just go to my website. My number is right on the front. It's ajlive.com, ajlive.com.
There we go. It's simple and plain as that, guys. If you guys want to be heard, these two guys just gave you their number, their website, how to contact them. The rest is up to you and the legwork.
Okay, we have another one. How old is too old? And I'm assuming for, this is a question that came in, so I'm reading it from there. I'm assuming for singing, modeling, how old is too old?
Yeah, when's the cutoff date, guys? When do you think it is?
Never too old.
Never
exact.
Too old.
Exact.
Look, yeah, Charlie Wilson is what, 66, 67, almost 69 years old?
He's
killing the charts. Johnny Gill's in his 40s. You know what I mean? New Edition's in their 40s. Look how old Jay-Z is. Jay-Z in his 40s.
Yeah, right.
R. Kelly in his 40s. It's never too old. And
even for artists who are just starting, let's say there's artists who haven't had that long career, you still say never too old?
Never too old. All it takes is one. Oh, listen, I'm not trying to offend older people, but listen, I told my son, I'm going to put out an album, and I'm going to go triple platinum because I'm going to have everybody grandmas buying my album because grandmas don't know how to download. They'll go buy the album. and to a lot of grandmas, I'm going to tenderoni, so they'll be like, I'm going to go get his CD. He's hanging it. You know, I ain't going to be trying to sell records to little teenagers and 21-year-olds. I want them 70-year-old women to go buy my song, my album. Damn, he cute too, you know what I mean? So it's never too old. Never too old. You know,
he's still going to the store looking at CDs, huh, AJ?
Hey, there's a lot of older women who do not know how to download music. They don't have iPods. They'll buy a CD in a minute. So you gotta, you know, that's how you gotta think out the box. So it's never too old. And if you model, once you get to a certain, there are older models or mature models. If you just watch television and you see like Pine Sol commercials, Pledge commercials, them ladies are 40, 50 years old. That's modeling.
Making a killing.
Yep, and
right.
It transcends into acting, but it's modeling. You know, so what you do, you're an actress doing modeling work, and that's how you go about doing it.
Right, AJ, and if I remember correctly, you also put people in placement and do casting for movies and things like that, don't you?
Yes, I am a casting director. I have casted a lot of major films, and I've been assistant casting director for Any Given Sunday, Bad Boys 2, Fast and the Furious, Transporter 2, and a lot of independent TV shows, CSI, Cuts,
wow.
101. So I've dabbled. I retired from the music industry, went into film and television. Also, I'm a professional stand-up comedian, so that's my other job.
They can tell that one. They can tell that one. So, like you said about the Pine Sol commercial, a lot of people think that this is kind of the low end of entertainment. But how much does a lady, a middle-aged woman that does a Pine Sol commercial, might make, you know, per commercial?
Listen, sure. that lady, the Pine Sol lady. Oh, she
yeah.
made millions. But
right.
It's like I've done probably like 6 Budweiser commercials. I probably made like $75,000 off each commercial.
Wow. Wow.
So I'm not too old to get in one of those commercials is what you're saying, right? Because I use Pine Sol today.
No, hey, if you see these commercials where there's the moms in there, they're always looking for Afro-American moms.
Okay, well.
Always. Afro-American moms and dads and, you know, okay. They'll put you with some little girl that can act and like, hey, okay, you're her mom, all right, and you do a commercial. You get residuals.
So how does one find out about commercial? What's the best way to find out about, like, auditioning for commercials or stage plays and things like that or movies? How do people usually find out about this stuff? Do they need an agency such – do they need to be hooked up with an agency for the – is that the safest way to go?
Yes, but step number one, you got to have the right photos. You got to have headshots and comp cards. You can't get JoJo and them over there in the hood to do some photos because they've been taking pictures like, you know, 3 years. You got to get the right headshots. You got to submit them to agents and casting directors because they be like, hey, look, we need a Keke Palmer lookalike, and that girl might be in your neighborhood. You know, hey, girl, you need to go act. You need to get the right pictures because before a casting director ever see you, they're going to see your photos.
Cool.
Okay.
I got one question coming in out of Knoxville. It's a friend of mine. He's asking, what advice would you give to producers that want to get into the music industry, and they want to make that transition from underground into the major industry, and they're saying considering marketing plans and things like that. How much of it is actually a plan, or is it just more random than anything? And this is for producers.
Well, producers is the same thing. Everybody make beats, everybody, but you got to find someone that's professional enough to help you put your stuff together. You got to. Producers don't want to spend money. I'm like, look, dude, I don't work for free. Like, people come to me, hey, can you get this to Usher? Can you get this to Usher? Can you get this? I'm like, dude, you know, look here, let me, and I hear if it works something. I'm like, I don't work for free. Nobody works for free. But if you
right.
got something hot, I'm like, hey, well, okay, look, I'll take it. But with producers, you know, you pay somebody to shop your music. Never give up your publishing. Well, yo, man,
right.
I give you half this song. Like, nah, look, man, I'm going to pay you to work for me for 6 months to introduce my music, take it in, and listen to people. And that's the way it works in this industry.
Nobody does anything for free.
If they do, beware.
Yeah, because they probably have to get...
I want to make sure, again, that we have all of your information because they're... Yeah, there are people that I guess they're going to connect with you after the show. So, Moses, will you make sure you spell it the correct way? I want to make sure I have it right for your website as well. That way, if someone's contacting me, I'll be able to direct them your way. But would you give it out again, please?
And then after him, AJ as well.
Right.
Sure. It's called Squeaky, SQWEEKEY.com. SQWEEKEY.com. And my number is 909-480-9776.
Okay. And AJ, you had yours, ajlive.com, and your number is on that website, right?
Everything is on the website, ajlive.com.
Okay. And I have a request to give out. This is for the young lady who already has a huge fan base but wants to expose herself more so internationally. And so her website is www.michellelangstillwater.com. And I know she's out of Vegas, I believe, but it's stillwater.com. Michelle Lang Stillwater. I'm sorry, you guys. Michelle Lang-Stillwater.com. So that's Michelle Lang, Lang, hyphen, Stillwater, Stillwater.com. Okay, so we have a question, you guys, and we're going to, since we've been on quite a while, and I don't want to hold these guys, they're about their business and are doing this free, and AJ has already told us several times he doesn't do anything free, so thank God for favor. So we have a question, and this is coming from 414 area code. The last four digits is 5681. You're on the air with us, please.
I'm in Nashville, Tennessee, as well, doing music. I've got my hands in some of everything as far as music, so production, management, and artistry. But I'm just trying to see, like, what it takes really to be, I guess, a manager. I guess this question is more directed towards AJ, like a manager, a talent director, or a label director.
Well, what you got to do is you got to get somebody to mentor you, but, man, sign up for classes. Like, the best example I can give anyone was Usher's mom. Usher's mom didn't know nothing about management. She worked in an office. But, hey, she learned the game and became one of the baddest managers in the game and one of the richest. So you learn and watch what other people do to make their stuff successful.
Right.
And that's why I do my showcases. That's like when I have my artist development showcases, I tell the managers, watch what I do. See how my artist.
Right.
And also for the lady that wants an international appeal, that's when I do my showcases. I videotape them. I already have a following worldwide. And anytime MTV or Behind the Music air anything about Usher, it shows me my emails start blowing up. I got people worldwide, and I got, people from Japan, Australia, everybody Google me. Or when they Google Usher, I come up, the whole nine. So tie yourself with someone that has a focus and something that's going on that benefits what you're trying to do. If you got artists, get your artists, with a hottest showcase. That's why I do my R&B lives and my showcases. Because as soon as, I have groups come from around the country, when I videotape them, I put them up. People are like, yo, who's this group? Who's that group? And, that's the best way I can tell you how to do it. You learn.
There you go. So learn from example and try to find somebody to take that, to give you that mentor position.
Definitely looking for that now. So I really appreciate that advice.
Well, you go to my website, ajlive.com.
Okay, I'm definitely checking it out when y'all finish up.
Cool.
All right, well, thank you for calling in, and good luck to you. Much success to you. Just stick with it, and if it's your passion, your dream, make it happen. Don't have a plan B. Make it work. Prayer and consistency, it works.
God,
okay?
Always.
Thank you. Okay, well, you guys, what we're going to do is, I'm good. I thank you both. This has been a wonderful, wonderful night, and I am going to make sure that I keep your information for those of you who are listening. If for some reason you are not able to connect, feel free to send me a message through the show, through the Blog Talk email address, or on Facebook as well. And both Moses and AJ are both friends on my page as well. And for those of you who do not have Facebook, you can always contact if you did not get this information. It's been a great show. I want to make sure that I give out, since I messed this up pretty bad giving it out to you before, I want to make sure that I give out Michelle Lang, and it's M-I-C-H-E L-L-E, Lang, L-A-N-G, hyphen, stillwater.com. And she is out of Seattle, and I said Vegas, but she's out of Seattle, Washington. So for those of you who are listening, be sure to look up all this information, determine where it's in your life, and whatever you do, just if it's what, again, what your passion is, you know, stick at it, work hard at it, and be consistent, stay with it. If you feel that's what you are here to do and that's your gift, stick with it, don't give up. Any final words from you all?
Keep God first. Please keep God first.
There we go. There we go. Anything from you, Mr. Moses? Mr. Moses, are you there? I guess we might have lost him. Well, I guess we can. Are you there, Mr. Moses?
Hear me?
Moses, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear
okay.
me?
Okay. Yeah, we got you now. So any last words from you? Any comforting words? You want to give out some more information?
Yeah, just like Brother AJ was saying, keep your content squeaky clean, because that's actually where we got the phrase from, keeping it squeaky clean. So we took that phrase and be like, oh, okay, that's something that we need to do. So keep your stuff clean, stay true, listen to the advice that AJ gave you and what I'm giving you, you know, as far as distribution. You know, we can help you as far as film, your pictures, whatever you need. And network with other people, because when you network other people, that's going to keep you in the game even longer. That's why you see some of us are so successful now as young black entrepreneur record labels, because now we learn the game and we're all sticking together. We all featuring on each other videos, commercials. That's the game. Feature each other instead of featuring somebody else on somebody else's stuff, and keep it within ourselves. And we shouldn't have no problems.
I so agree with you, and I want to just piggyback off of that. You know, stay true to yourself, but help somebody. Don't try to get there alone, because you can make a little bit of money by yourself, a whole lot of money, and share it. So don't have a closed fist. If you see somebody with some talent, you know, grab them. If send them to AJ, send them to Moses. Open your hands, because that's when you receive as well. You just can't want all of it for yourself, because there's enough of it for everyone. If you got talent, you're confident in what you do, don't leave anybody behind. You know, grab somebody, bring them along with you, and help. So those are my final words. Again, if you all need any of this information that we gave out tonight, I'll have it available as well. If you come across someone, this show is available 24/7. You can always go out on the Blog Talk radio site and listen to this 24/7. So if you missed it and you want to go back and grab that information, you can do that. You can forward through the show. You don't have to listen to the entire show again. You can forward to where you're getting that information. Blog Talk Radio selected this show as a staff pick, so they're doing their own personal advertising of it as well, and that alone generates just a number of listeners, more listeners, because it will go on and on. So I want to thank everybody. A special thanks to AJ and Moses for sharing and giving your time. I know you guys are busy doing your thing. Congratulations. We are proud of you. And just thank you for doing this.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks, guys.
Oh, my pleasure.
And I want to end by saying, just, and I'm speaking to myself first, but for all the other artists out there, you know, artists tend to be passionate people, but sometimes we get lost up in those different passions, because we're passionate about this, we're passionate about that, and there's all these different things that we chase. I urge every up-and-coming artist out there, prioritize your passions, because until you do, you can be a jack of all trades and a master of none. So my father told me that, and so speaking to myself first and to the other artists out there, prioritize your passions and keep God first. This has been a great show. Thank you, AJ. Thank you, Moses. And we hope to reconnect with you guys again.
Absolutely. Almost definitely.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
thank you, brother.
Guys. Y'all connect. Be sure to connect.
Most definitely.
Almost definitely. And God bless.
God bless you guys.
Good luck. And that's the show, guys.
Thank you all for listening. And remember, as I said earlier, remember to move your trash cans. We have some new listeners, so that is a concept to promote change. If you will move, starting with your kitchen trash can, move it from one location to the next, but monitor how many times you go back to that old location, and use that as a way to realize that our mind keeps track of our things that we do, and those small habits can sometimes become unconscious habits. So pay attention to what you're thinking about, because those thoughts create actions, and those actions create habits, and those habits will create your character, which entails determine your destiny. So be sure that you are mindful of your thoughts. Remove negative thoughts, remove negative people, and do your thing. And so on that note, please continue to share the Blog Talk Radio Butterfly Evolution. Please continue to share that with others, and please tell someone about this show tonight so that they can go out and listen to it. Brandon, you have other things to say?
I have nothing else to say, guys. Enjoy your night.
Thank
you. Butterfly Evolution, we out.
All right.